We currently have about 270 volunteers who work with the Visitor Services Office, which is a pretty incredible number for an institution like ours. And there are three different types of volunteers that work with us. We train people for three different positions. One is the basic training for the people who sit at the information desk. They are really the people that do the initial greeting of the visitors as they walk in and help the visitors organize their tours. I think I mentioned our visitorship is up about 30% this year over last year, so it's a pretty dramatic increase that we've seen, and these people have done just an amazing job greeting those visitors. Then we also have volunteers that work on with researchers, sort of a separate program, and finally our docents. Our docents give tours of the Jefferson Building and of the various exhibitions that are here.
And the docents are volunteers of all different ages, too?
Correct. We have docents, probably our youngest now is in her late 20s, and all the way up, I think our eldest is about 84.
One would ask, how do they find the time, or do they not work, or just in school, or does it all vary?
It varies. We have Saturday hours and holiday hours, so people who do work will come and do an abbreviated version of the training, which the typical training is about a 16-week period, but we do have abbreviated versions of the training, and they can come in and work for us on Saturdays and holidays. Many of our volunteers do not work, however, or work jobs that allow them to have a very flexible schedule. They're independent contractors, that kind of thing. So they can devote a half day to the library once a week, which is what we typically ask of our volunteers.
Well, that sounds like a lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
And to volunteer not only to, you know, to give people a little glimpse at history, but also have nice interaction during the day in a very pleasant location.
Our volunteers are invaluable to the library because they are often the first people the only people that visitors meet when they come in.
Except for the security guards.
Except for the security guards. So it's our job to remind people that this is a very friendly institution and welcoming, as well as explaining the institution to people. It can be a bit daunting. You walk through these massive bronze doors to come into this glorious interior. And you go, but what does all this mean? And so, again, the docents go through about a 16-week training to be able to tour the visitors around and show them, talk to them about the art and architecture and the significance of the building itself, not to mention the collections that are on display.
And are you looking for volunteers? Are you still recruiting?
We are always looking for volunteers. Our current docent class is full. It's the largest class we've ever had, so we're very excited about that. We're going to have about 60, 65 people in this class. However, we run trainings for information desk people periodically throughout the year. And those positions are always available. We will run another docent class possibly in the winter, but definitely next September again.
And one of the side benefits is a free flu shot.
Free flu shot. We offer parking while you are on duty. And another really wonderful thing that we do is we have, for all volunteers, we have what we call our volunteer enrichment program. And we do basically field trips and outings to sister institutions around the city and beyond. We've been out to Mount Vernon. We've been to the new American History Museum. We've been to the Department of Treasury building. We've been to the White House. We've been just a variety of places. And I really feel that that outreach is important, not only for our volunteers, because they see how other institutions do things then, and they learn stories, they learn other pieces of history that they can then incorporate into their tours.